Good morning. Rain showers have been passing through interior New York and New England overnight and now early this morning. The trend will be for drier weather as we head into and through the morning commute. Most places have dipped back into the 30s with a few spots closer to freezing, so there could be a little bit of slippery travel, especially on some of the ramps and bridges or secondary roadways through the rural communities, especially those that were left untreated overnight and early this morning. But most of us, just a wet start to the day. As we get through the morning and into the afternoon, drier weather as the wave of low pressure in front pass by, but don't expect much in the way of sunshine. In fact, with mostly cloudy skies, temperatures will average out in the middle and upper 40s for afternoon highs. Clouds will continue to dominate the weather picture tonight, although it will stay dry. We'll see some areas of fog developing with lows back into the 30s. So tomorrow starts out dry and mostly cloudy. That front that will be moving through today will stall out over top of us, and another wave of low pressure will head in our direction along the front during the day tomorrow. So gradually, as we get deeper into the morning, and especially through the afternoon, showers will move back into the region. It looks wet through the afternoon commute and into tomorrow night, with high temperatures reaching into the lower 50s. In fact, showers should stick around into the early morning hours on Friday before another wave of low pressure passes by, and that will lead to a drying trend. Skies will become partly sunny on Friday afternoon, and it will be breezy, and temperatures will be in the lower 50s once again. High pressure temporarily will hang on for the beginning of the weekend. Any sunshine on Saturday morning, though, will give way to increasing clouds as another system approaches. Highs on Saturday should be in the lower 50s. That next system will push through overnight Saturday night with rain and snow showers, and we could see some light snow showers on Easter morning for Sunday before the sun comes back in the afternoon. It'll be breezy and cooler for the holiday. On Sunday afternoon, high temperatures will only be in the lower to mid 40s. It looks dry and chilly through Monday with highs in the 40s and another chance of rain and snow showers on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that slow-moving front will bring heavy rain from the southern plains to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys, with the heaviest rain expected in the lower Mississippi Valley. Rises on rivers and streams can be expected, and additional rain will exacerbate ongoing flooding on the major rivers. Flash flood watches have been issued for a large part of eastern Texas, northeastward through the lower Mississippi Valley and into the Ohio Valley near Cincinnati. On the southern flank of this front, there's also the potential for thunderstorms to become strong to severe, with dew points in the mid to upper 60s resulting in a corridor of moderate instability from east Texas into northern Louisiana. Strengthening wind shear should support supercells, with the potential for a couple of tornadoes late this afternoon and into the evening. The most favorable area for tornadoes is forecast from East Texas northeastward to near the Mississippi River, while hail and damaging wind gusts will be the main severe weather risks elsewhere. At Mount Washington this morning, 3/8 of a mile visibility in fog, 21 degrees with a west wind at 26 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 29 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 36 degrees, the dew point 32, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer is at 30.05 inches and it has fallen. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, lower 50s, Boston becoming partly sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, cloudy skies with highs in the upper 40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 48 degrees, the low 26, the average temperature 37, that's 3 degrees below normal. Just a trace of rain before midnight last night, no snow, 36 inches still for the month, which is 25.8 inches above normal, and 74.9 inches of snow for the season, which is 17.8 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 50 degrees, the average low, 30, the record high, 85, set in 1945, and the record low, 3, in 1923. Sunrise this morning was at 6:44 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:17 p.m., 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, any rain showers will wind down, giving way to mostly cloudy skies this afternoon, but dry weather and highs near 50. Remaining mostly cloudy tonight with lows back to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, drier weather moving in today, still mostly cloudy though, with highs in the middle and upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any showers moving out, skies remaining mostly cloudy today though, with temperatures in the middle and upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows into the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy skies today with temperatures reaching into the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle and upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy to start with showers moving back in during the afternoon, lower 50s. Any showers will wind down Friday morning, then partly sunny and breezy in the afternoon, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Saturday, lower 50s. A good chance of rain Saturday night, maybe even some wet snowflakes left over on Easter morning. Then increasing sunshine in the afternoon, breezy in the lower 40s. A mix of sun and clouds 40 on Monday, and another chance of rain and snow showers Tuesday, staying in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.